This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever had to deal with somebody egging your house or do the toilet paper thing or any retribution at your home?
Years ago, yeah. Years ago, we had a toilet paper situation.
How'd you feel about that?
It was a pain in the ass. A massive pain in the ass. Not funny at all.
No. Do you think that was a result of somebody being upset with one of your children or you? Or?
No, I think it was their kids' friends thought it would be my kids' friends thought it would be funny.
So did you make your kids clean it up?
Yeah, they helped. But I ask you, were you ever the perpetrator of an egging or a toilet paper, a TPing of a house?
Never did the toilet paper thing. Egging, I may not necessarily have been related to Halloween. So I'm, okay. I may have done something like that.
Hey, Wednesday. Let's go egg someone's house.
Well, I can't say yes or no definitively. Like, would some things I don't remember, believe it or not, in my childhood. That is something that I could see myself being part of a group that would have done something like that.
Yep.
I do remember one Halloween when I was in high school, that not proud of, with a group of people that I was with, that I did not expect them to be doing some things that they did, and I'm like, I want to get out of this vehicle because this is not. They weren't the normal kids I would hang out with, so it was a bad situation I wanted to get out of.
All right, so I had a visceral reaction to when I looked down and read some of these texts.
Yes, you did. Thought you were upset with me.
Colin in Ann Arbor writes, Holmes has a great track record in the draft, and sure, he's made a few decent free agent signings, but I can't think of a decent trade he's made. Maybe this isn't where he's strong. He traded Matt Stafford to the Rams for an MVP caliber quarterback, two firsts, and a third. And you can't think of a decent trade he's made. Maybe you forgot that one. The one that set them up for the successful run. That if they win a Super Bowl is probably the moment that kickstarted the rebuild. Was that a decent trade? When he traded back in the draft and still got Jahmyr Gibbs. Was that a decent trade?
I mean, the trades he made on draft day, he does a lot of maneuvering on draft day. And I haven't been terribly upset with that. He was on the job for 2 weeks. It was just barely 2 weeks before he had to make the Stafford trade. Stafford was traded on January 30th. Holmes was hired on January 14th. So literally 2 weeks later, he had to trade Stafford. I don't get that. I think what it is people were upset last year at the trade deadline that they didn't make a move for a defensive end or an edge rusher. That's what they were upset about.
Of course they are. They're still complaining about it to this day.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's what it is. And they forget about everything else that's happened. Maybe he's had a free agent signing here or there. I mean, you can see, you can argue his free agents, the free agents he's brought in have not been great. I think he's been a lot of hit and a lot of miss.
I think you can argue that he doesn't bat 1,000.
No, certainly not. And I think the free agent route, we saw that when he first got here, the wide receivers he brought in did nothing for the team. It's kind of been an Achilles heel a little bit. But at the same time, you know, he's also picked up Tim Patrick off the scrap heap, and that seems to have worked out. He traded for Josh Reynolds. That worked out. And we know he can draft.
He signed Josh Reynolds.
He signed
Josh Reynolds off the street.
But it was during the street. Like a trade deadline thing, though. But right, it was right in the middle of the season, I guess is what I was saying. So, I think this is a reaction to what happened last year.
Then there's this. Coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Guys, Brad Holmes needs to get a deal done ASAP. Quote, this is from a texter. It's gross negligence on his part that nothing has happened yet. This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I would say that, and even if let's say nobody has moved at the trade deadline, there are no edge rushers moved in the National Football League at the trade deadline. I would go into that camp and say it's ridiculous. You need to make something happen because I think this team desperately needs to make something happen. If they had Aiden Hutchinson, you could convince me otherwise, but they don't. They don't have Marcus Davenport, and now they don't have Aiden Hutchinson. They don't have an edge rusher that creates pressure. But I'm not going to fly off the handle until we get to Tuesday at the deadline and it passes and the Lions don't pick somebody up. If they don't pick somebody up, then I'm not going to be happy about it. I think you're putting a Super Bowl caliber team at risk of not getting there if you don't do something. But you can't say it now from a strategic standpoint.
Dude, it's gross negligence that it hasn't happened yet, according to this
guy.
That's
what I'm saying. You can't say that right yet. You know, they won the game last week. Last week, but without making a move. They won the week before without making a move.
I mean, this is a bigger game, and it'd be cool to have somebody, but you're not going to win every game. They're not winning every game from here on out. First of all, prepare yourself for that. When I see the term gross negligence, to me, that's a fireable offense. If your team does something that's, quote, gross negligence, now maybe he doesn't look at it, use that term with that kind of weight. But how about this one? Brad Holmes won't make a deal because he's arrogant and he thinks his guys will step up so they don't need help, just like last year. Do we have a good football team here?
Yes, but fans want to add to that team for this year.
That's okay. But gross negligence, arrogant. Like, why are we calling the best GM we've ever had using these terms when... you haven't seen him even what he's going to do yet.
Well, that's the thing. It's the preemptive strike. And don't do the preemptive strike. It's unnecessary. Tuesday, you can save your vitriol for Wednesday's show if they don't do anything, right?
But the amount of competence that this guy's operated with to go straight to gross negligence and arrogant and not give him the benefit of the doubt is absurd to me.
But they're forming an opinion on what could happen. All right. I wouldn't look too much at the ASAP stuff
and say
he's got, I know, but you're reading it literally and I get it. Okay. But if you were to get these people into cross-examination and say, what if they wait till Tuesday? Are you okay if they make a move Tuesday? And then they would say yes. Okay. So go under the assumption that it's nothing happens after Tuesday.
Fair enough. This guy literally has said, the words are, it hasn't happened yet. It's gross negligence. Nothing has happened yet.
Well, you can't do something now because it's Thursday. I mean, you can, I suppose, but you're not likely to add a player. We're not going to see a whole lot. I don't imagine we're going to see any players traded until Monday at this point because teams are in prep work for the games on Sunday.
Now, if you're expecting Max Crosby and it's gross negligence if you don't get it, then you're going to think he is gross negligence because they're probably not getting Max Crosby. And they're probably not getting Myles Garrett.
They're not getting Myles Garrett.
No, I mean, I...
And they're not getting Max Crosby. Neither player is available.
I think that just speaks to how frustrated fans are, Doug. And I know you're reading it literally, and I think Gator's more right than wrong as far as if they make a trade, at least, before the trade deadline. Those fans will calm the F down. They will. Right now, they're enraged because maybe they want that guy here now so he get, you know, more acclimated with the system, with his teammates, the coaching staff, all that stuff.
Beat Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not going to say, obviously you don't think it's criminal if Brad Holmes doesn't make a trade. But should he be thrown in jail if he doesn't make a trade, guys? No, of course not.
Well,
but
I think they'll calm the F down, but there's a caveat to that. If they make a trade and it's somebody who you think is of no consequence, like if they just add like an Isaiah Thomas type player, if that's the trade that's made, something like that, then I think fans will freak out again. But if they were to add a Trey Hendrickson, everyone's going to calm down. If it's Za'Darius Smith, people calm down. Khalil Mack, people calm down. But if it's Arden Key, I mean, some will calm down because of the recency bias of what he did to the Lions, but in his career, he hasn't been special. If it's
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, I'm not going to be thrilled if it's Jadeveon Clowney because he can't play the run, and he really hasn't ever been a great pass rusher in the league. But I'd be happier.
But
than,
is it better than nothing?
It's better than nothing. I think.
Because right now they started Muhammad from someone else's practice squad. That's what they started last week.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.